from Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders. And indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance. And tonight we have a lot to talk about tonight. And our producer is none other than Johnny. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, Pastor. How you doing?
I'm doing okay tonight. We're ready to go after it. And live in the studio from right to right, we have Aaron Ganias.
Hello, Pastor.
Okay. And we have Little Lisa Hickman.
Good evening, everyone.
And Elder Randolph Barkley.
Hello, hello. Let not your heart be troubled.
And then way out yonder in Texas, we have none other than the infamous Chaplain John McTernan.
Infamous, Pastor Ernie? You always have those accolades, and now I'm infamous.
Okay. Well, that could be a good thing.
Well, God bless you, Pastor Ernie, and all our listeners, and may we have a blessed time here getting truth out, in Jesus' name.
See, it's the Democrats that are calling you infamous.
Oh, okay.
See? And so that means that they see you as a real threat for goodness, huh?
So that's good.
Yeah. All right. Now, I'll tell you what else is good. God's Word, the Bible. And we're going to be there in Psalm chapter 7. Psalm 7 tonight. And so if you get there, I'm going to, Randall, let you read verses 1 through 9.
Okay.
Verse 1 through 9, and Big John, pick her up in verse 10 through 17. So, then we'll take a look at this.
All right. O Lord my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me, and deliver me. Lest he tear my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces, while there is none to deliver. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there be iniquity in my hands, if I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me, yea, I have delivered him that without cause is mine enemy. Let the enemy persecute my soul and take it. Yea, let him tread down my life upon the earth and lay mine honor in the dust. Arise, O Lord, in thine anger. Lift up thyself because of the rage of mine enemies, and awake for me to do the judgment that thou hast commanded. So shall the congregation of the people compass thee about. For their sakes, therefore, return thou on high. The Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to mine integrity that is in me. O, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just. For the righteous God trieth the hearts and reins.
My defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. God judge the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. If he turn not, he will wet his sword. He hath bent his bow and made it ready. He hath prepared for him the instruments of death. He ordaineth his arrows against the persecutors. Behold, he travaileth with iniquity, and hath conceived mischief, and brought forth falsehood. He hath made a pit and digged it, and is fallen into the ditch which he made.
Go ahead. You have two more verses.
Yeah. His mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealings shall come down upon his own head. Yeah. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High.
All right, so here King David, he's having some problems. He feels that he's not being treated very fairly, and that he's being persecuted, and for righteousness' sake, now there's that fellow named Saul, right, King Saul,
mm-hmm.
And David had opportunity after opportunity to eliminate Saul, because Saul had become his enemies. David was a champion for Saul. He took his place. David went out in Saul's place to stand against Goliath, but in fact Saul was a large man, but so his armor he gave to David, was way too big. David couldn't even wear his armor. Okay, so here now, David has been more than fair, more than honest, and Saul is attempting to kill him, turning on him. Okay. And so here now, David's making that point. Look, listen, if I am wrong, you look upon my heart. If I'm doing anything wrong, then here let thine anger lift itself against me. So how would we have that now? Do we all in our lives have that to a degree? Now, we can definitely say that President Trump has not been treated fairly. We look at what they did to him. We can say, look at the January Sixers have not been treated fairly. I know myself in this battle for all of these years, we've been in situations where we've done the right thing, but because of the corruption in the prison system here in Ohio and other institutions, the corrupt courts, where they have come after good people, our good people who have been innocent, but then we know that is God paying attention to all that? He's paying attention to all that. Now, how would that apply to? Now we see how that applied with David. Okay, Saul sent Samuel, or God sent Samuel to Saul and Nathan. And what did he tell him? He said, Saul, it's time for you to be replaced, removed. David's going to take your place, because what did Saul do? He disobeyed God, right?
Mm-hmm.
And not just once, right? And so who did Saul go and consort with to try to get God to speak with him?
Witch of Endor.
Endor, yeah.
Okay. Not a good place to go, right?
Absolutely.
No.
Yeah.
Today, what was just been in the news recently, the witches are upset because they can't seem to be able to cast a spell against Donald Trump. They said it's just, he's got some kind of protection.
That's right.
I know that I remember on numerous occasions, I remember them hanging out of the window of the third floor of the abortion mill preterm when it was there and trying to cast spells upon me over in Akron at the same thing when I was out preaching. The witches were trying to cast spells, okay? I mean, there's some wicked, wicked women out there today, these witches. But anyhow, so we see these things, we can compare them with President Trump. First, they came after him with, this Russia thing. They tried to impeach him. I remember Joe Biden said, I will stop him. I will not let him run again, right? Then we know how they stole the election, 2020 election. It was stolen. The fix was in big time. We had stacks of over and over. And then on January 6th, he was betrayed by his own vice president. They got to him. They got to Mike Pence, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And so here now. So now that President Trump has been... He's president-elect. Is he out of the woods, or you know, when these people are saying out there, all right, it's time now, the election's over with, for us to bring the country back together, do you trust them?
No.
Absolutely not. Okay. No. Absolutely not. You know, Pastor, it reminds me real quick of I saw the movie Million Dollar Baby, and Hillary Swank in that last fight, she was winning, and she had delivered really a good blow to the enemy, but she turned her head in victory, and when she turned her head, the enemy hit her, and she fell and broke her neck on the stool. And we have to watch that we don't prematurely celebrate the victory, because this enemy that we have is ruthless. He is not stopping. They are not stopping. They're continuing to come after us. So we need to make sure that we're on our
guard. Well, absolutely. Look, is the enemy out there, John? Look, are they at a time of high risk, John, when you have Jim Comey, when you have Merrick Garland, Mayorkas? These people have lied under oath, lied. They know what they've committed. What about our former head of the Pentagon?
What about Chris Wray from the FBI?
Yeah, Chris Wray, too, is... You know, and it's something, because he always had that little smirk on his face when he was lying, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And the same thing with Mayorkas. Mayorkas always had that smirk. He knew he was lying under oath. Merrick Garland, he never had a smirk. He just had that old sourpuss look. But these people, it's like, so what? We're not going to prosecute ourselves. What are you going to do, okay? Now... is going to be taken away from them. But Merrick Garland is busy appointing, from what I understand, several hundred new attorneys for the Justice Department. And somehow he's trying to set it up to where these are permanent appointments. They can't be fired. Have you heard any more on that?
Nothing, Pastor Ernie. And that has to be approved by the House. You know, he may do that, but I think it would be found unconstitutional. The law is that all those attorneys in the Justice Department, they're not like regular civil service employees. They can be fired at any time. And so with the FBI also, the higher grades can be fired at any time. So I don't see how that can stand. Maybe they're going to try it. But Congress would have to agree with that, Pastor Ernie.
That's the way it's supposed to work. You remember Jack Smith? You had Justice Thomas.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yes. He's illegitimate, but he's still out there just today. He just got approval from that good Judge Chunkin to reconsider what they're basically what he's looking for. He needs more time to build his case. But I think what he's actually saying is, look, I gotta back out of this thing while I can, okay? Because they know when it comes down to it, he's not legitimate. He's got no real authority, okay? And so, but he's still out there. He's still playing. Just like, look, the Supreme Court also ruled that it was unconstitutional to pay back these college loans for these people. Some of those people out there were making $200,000-$300,000 a year, these college graduates, and they never paid their loan back. So Biden says, look, if it'll get me votes, if I can bribe the young people, that's what it is. It's buying votes, right? And the Supreme Court says, no, you can't do that. But he did it anyhow, didn't he?
Hey, John.
Yeah, and I don't know what was the final result of that, Pastor Ernie. I'm not sure.
He went and did it. He did it around it. They just called it by a different name, and they funneled the money in a different direction. But he went around it and gave a bunch of them, sent them out of their their loans. They didn't have to pay them back.
Well, what's going to happen is when Trump takes office, that he appoints the next attorney general, all those illegal regarding the Justice Department, all those illegal moves by Biden and Garland will be overturned.
Yeah, they will. But here,
Pastor, in his in Trump's cleaning out the deep state, he talks about point one on day one: reissue 2020 executive order restoring the president's authority.
We're gonna get into that. Okay, we're gonna get into that. Okay, where he's going to.
This is about firing rogue prosecutors, or excuse me, bureaucrats.
Yeah.
So that would include all departments, right?
Yeah, and not only that, he wants to move 100,000 of them out of Washington, D.C. He wants to move them out in the countryside. See, Washington, D.C., he wants them to have to live out amongst the people in the flyover states, people like us, where they're not a communist, pure communists like they are in Washington, D.C. You know, that's communist country. And so that's one of the things he's going to do. But like I said, what they're trying to do right now, they're telling you it's time for us to try to get along, but that's not what they mean, okay? They're trying to set it up. They're trying to spin the law or manipulate it, or like they've been doing, to where he's got enough of these lawyers, these new lawyers he's bringing in the Justice Department, where they can stall or overturn or put a damper on everything that Trump tries to do.
Well, doesn't the executive order supersede that?
Yeah, it is supposed to, yeah.
And that's what was happening in 2020.
Well, they're trying to change, yeah. Well, that's why they had to go to the Supreme Court.
Is that correct, John, as far as this having the president's authority to fire rogue bureaucrats?
Oh, yeah. You see, at a certain level, the government has like a GS rating. So if you're at a certain level, and I think it's like a 14 and below, you are protected by civil service. Above that, you're non-civil service. So the president can fire anybody, like the whole leadership of the FBI can be fired, and they basically don't have any recourse. That's in their job. They're not protected by civil service. So yes, he can exercise his right as the head of the I'm trying to think of it, not Congress,
the executive branch.
Well, let's see what's going to happen, because like I said, for that very reason, they're trying to manipulate and spin the law in such a manner to where he can't do that. It would be, in other words, the way it is, like, Trump cannot go out and fire Supreme Court justices. He can't go in there and say, okay.
No, okay. That's the justice. That's not under the
that's the judicial branch.
You know, the bureaucrats there and the FBI and the
DOJ
and all of them, they're under the executive branch. So, yes, he has a lot of authority with them.
He's the commander-in-chief over all the.
And so there you go. Well, that's what we know. But look, do we know that they have absolutely, that the opposition, the Communist Party, the left, have no regard for the law at all?
Absolutely. Okay. You're absolutely right. They'll use the law to their benefit. However, if it's not to their benefit, they'll ignore it or lie about it, twist it, turn it. Yeah.
Okay. Now, are we guaranteed by the Constitution the right to a fair and speedy trial?
Yes.
Okay. Tell the guys the January Sixers that, you see. Because, you see, that's the way in Washington, D.C., there's law for you and law for me, right? And just like here in Washington, D.C., you had the guys that were murderers and rapists and Democrats, they could vote. They were allowed to vote. But not the J-6ers. The J-6ers weren't, okay? Now, here, did you know that our Pentagon, not one of our overseas military personnel, were sent ballots? The Pentagon said they just didn't have the ballots to send them to vote. No. I don't think that's constitutional. So you have a lawless breed in there, okay, and so this is what I my point is: don't think that they're going to abide by any laws. They're not.
They're lawless.
And so say, well, the president can do this and that. That's what the Constitution says, but we don't know if they're going to abide by it. I mean, he might have to use the military. Remember what Chuckie Schumer says? When you mess with the intelligence agencies, they got six ways to Sunday to get you. And that's exactly what they tried to do. Remember, they had 51 former intelligence agents flat out lie, to try to get President Trump.
But Trump will be appointing all the leaderships of the departments in the executive branch. So we should be praising
that's
God.
That's the plan, okay? Yeah. That's the plan, okay? But you see, these people are not by any means finished with Trump.
No.
Okay.
Well, they've already got the lawfare planned out.
Yeah. This is a very dangerous. The whole election here has been dangerous. Well, look at he was shot, literally shot once, and then the second time it was set up to get him. So, I mean, that first shot, God intervened. That's the only way to explain how he wasn't killed by that first shot that hit him there in the ear. But we are in a even more dangerous time, I think, now, because he has won, and the countdown is on to, January 6th for the Congress to approve the election, which with the Republicans in charge of the Senate, that's probably a done deal. But we've got the inauguration on the 20th at noon, when he officially becomes the president. So from now to then, this is a real serious time, Pastor Ernie, for them to once again try and stop him and by any means.
Oh, yeah.
All righty. You're absolutely right. I got to make some fast announcements here. Some very quick announcements. One, Monday, November 11th, the Geauga County Right to Life is having its election of officers, and it's having this meeting. That's this Monday night. Now, we're looking for some good people. Geauga County Right to Life has been around for a long time, and they've saved, within that ministry, working with this ministry and others, over 24,000 innocent unborn babies. They've worked so hard. So Geauga County Right to Life is a solid, pro-life, pro-God, pro-family organization, and for you folks out there in Geauga County, you really should be a part of that. So we're going to be having our meeting on this coming Monday at 7 p.m. at Doers of the Word Baptist Church downstairs in the fellowship hall. Tactical Civics is going to be having their meeting on Friday, November 22nd at 7 p.m. at 505 Center Street in Chardon, Ohio. That's the Tactical Civics Friday, the 22nd, November 22nd, 7 p.m., 505 Center Street in Chardon, Ohio. And then the Citizens for Property Tax Reform, come join us to plan an action. They are going to be meeting November 13th at 6:30 p.m. at the Hungarian Reformed Church Conference and Center, 5300 Puritas, that's 5300 Puritas Avenue, in Cleveland, and that's November 13th at 6:30. One other quick announcement is Wendy Wilson's Apothecary Herbs is having its Veteran Day sale, 20% off of all orders of $65 or more, and that is from now through the 12th of November, now through Wednesday, this next Wednesday, the 12th of November. So those are the plans. And now, President Trump's got a 10-point plan, and let's hear it, Johnny.
Okay, so the big news right now, before we get into some of the international relations, is Donald Trump has now officially released his plan to dismantle the deep state. Let's listen.
I can still hit a bullseye at 500.
I will ask Congress, here's my plan to dismantle the deep state and reclaim our democracy from Washington corruption once and for all, and corruption it is. First, I will immediately reissue my 2020 executive order restoring the president's authority to remove rogue bureaucrats, and I will wield that power very aggressively. Second, we will clean out all of the corrupt actors in our national security and intelligence apparatus, and there are plenty of them. The departments and agencies that have been weaponized will be completely overhauled so that faceless bureaucrats will never again be able to target and persecute conservatives, Christians, or the left's political enemies, which they're doing now at a level that nobody can believe even possible. Third, we will totally reform FISA courts, which are so corrupt that the judges seemingly do not care when they are lied to in warrant applications. So many judges have seen so many applications that they know were wrong, or at least they must have known. They do nothing about it. They're lied to. Fourth, to expose the hoaxes and abuses of power that have been tearing our country apart, we will establish a Truth and Reconciliation Commission to declassify and publish all documents on deep state spying, censorship, and corruption. And there are plenty of them. Fifth, we will launch a major crackdown on government leakers who collude with the fake news to deliberately weave false narratives and to subvert our government and our democracy. When possible, we will press criminal charges. Sixth, we will make every inspector general's office independent and physically separated from the departments they oversee, so they do not become the protectors of the deep state. Seventh, I will ask Congress to establish an independent auditing system to continually monitor our intelligence agencies to ensure they are not spying on our citizens or running disinformation campaigns against the American people, or that they are not spying on someone's campaign like they spied on my campaign. Eighth, we will continue the effort launched by the Trump administration to move parts of the sprawling federal bureaucracy to new locations outside the Washington swamp. Just as I moved the Bureau of Land Management to Colorado, as many as 100,000 government positions could be moved out, and I mean immediately, of Washington to places filled with patriots who love America, and they really do love America. Ninth, I will work to ban federal bureaucrats from taking jobs at the companies they deal with and that they regulate. So they deal with these companies and they regulate these companies and then they want to take jobs from these companies. Doesn't work that way. Such a public display cannot go on, and it's taking place all the time, like with Big Pharma. Finally, I will push a constitutional amendment to impose term limits on members of Congress. This is how I will shatter the deep state and restore government that is controlled by the people and for the people. Thank you very much.
All right, there you go. Very good. Well, John, what do you think? You think now that was smart of him to go ahead and let them know, because now they're using that. They're saying, yes, he's coming after us. I told you he's coming after us. He's got an enemies list. And we're those bureaucrats, those corrupt bureaucrats he was talking about. So, well, let's just start with where he's planning on going after all of those corrupt bureaucrats that are, that have been just totally corrupt. I got a whole list of them that is coming out in our next newsletter. Those that were behind, there's a whole list of their names, who they are, that were making money, making big money off of bringing in millions of illegal aliens. So was this smart for him to go and let people know exactly what he was planning on doing or what?
Well, Pastor Ernie, that's a real good question. Now, under normal circumstances, if he said, I'm going to... when I get into office, these 10 points we're going to do, and it was like helping farmers, tariffs and stuff. It would be fine. It would be fine. But this is going right at the heart of the – and what he said is wonderful. I was listening to it and going, yes, yeah. And after he finished, I couldn't think of anything to add to it. But it's going right to the heart of these gangsters and these criminals. It's like telling Al Capone, all right, now we're going to clean all the gangsters out of Chicago and we're going to close down all their houses of prostitution and drug dealing and all. I mean, they're not going to take that easy. So this is really serious. And I think, Pastor Ernie, that from this moment on, we have to frequently, if not every time, keep him in prayer for protection.
All right. When he mentioned rogue bureaucrats, who was he talking about?
That's who you were mentioning. And not only them, but these bureaucrats get into like the FBI, and they get into the Justice Department, and they can wait out the president. You know, they can, like, they know Trump's only going to be there for 4 years. So they can, like, wait them out, slow things down, distort things, not follow orders and all. So that they're rogue. They're like an unelected government. So you got to take them head on and be able to root them out and get rid of them. So that's what he's talking about.
Okay, so in order to do this, the first thing he's got to do, for example... the head of the Treasury,
Yellen.
The Fed, the head of the Fed. Okay, Federal Reserve out there today. You know where he was talking about. Interest rates, lowering interest rates again. He said they asked him flat outright, will you, if Trump asks you to resign, will you resign? And he said, no, I'm not going to step down. Okay, even if he asks me, I'm not going to step down. So I don't know with these people. What do you think? I mean,
you see, Trump can't fire him because the Federal Reserve is appointed like by Congress. They have to approve. But once they're in there, they're not federal. They're a private corporation.
That's right, they are. That's right, they are. Federal Reserve's private, aren't they?
Yeah. It says Federal Reserve, but they're not federal.
They're not federal at all.
They're all the big banks. They're all the big bankers. So, but yeah, they can appoint them, but he has no authority over firing them.
Okay, so now, what about, let's start, okay, now we know the rogue people, we're talking about, those people that were involved with the whole Russia debacle, the impeachment, you know, Comey.
Clapper, Page, Strzok.
Page, Strzok, those people, those are rogues. Now, in order to do that, first of all, he's got to fire Merrick Garland. Merrick Garland has said he is going to be in a situation where Trump can't fire him. I don't know. He's going to try to pull it off. I don't think he can do it, but he's going to try to. Okay.
No, he's a political appointee, Pastor Ernie. He's appointed by the president.
I know that.
He can.
I know legally he can. Okay, but see, like I said, these guys, they're not going to sit down. Look, has Merrick Garland committed high treason?
Oh, he's done everything, Pastor Ernie.
Okay, so if he is
think of and more.
Okay, so well then he would be open for he won't prosecute himself, right? Now he's got these people like Comey and all the others in there, and like Hillary said, if Trump gets back in there, we're all gonna hang. We're all going to. In other words, we got to protect each other. We got to form a cabal and somehow protect each other. Over the weekend, on all these blue states, you've had governor after governor after governor come out and state, we're not going to give in to Donald Trump. We're going to withstand him, okay? So do we already see the cabal coming together right now, getting mounting up I don't know, a defense against us?
Yeah, well, I listened to them, or I read actually about those governors. The ones that come to mind that I read was New Jersey, Massachusetts, Washington.
Illinois.
The one from Illinois, yeah. He was really bolsterous.
Yeah.
Massachusetts.
And he thinks what it is about the illegal immigration. That's what they were upset mm-hmm. about, and they're not going to go. The governor from Massachusetts was outrageous. She said that no law enforcement in Massachusetts is going to cooperate with removing illegal aliens. They're citizens. They're citizens. They're in delusions, these people, but they're in power. So it'll come down to some sort of a confrontation between the federal government and these states that are refusing to comply with the law.
Okay, so now let's just say that Trump, finally he lets us know who he's going to have. He's going to keep that real close to his vest because for Attorney General like Paxton, you know, if he was to come out and say today, Paxton's the man, they'd probably try to kill him, huh?
They've already tried to the Republicans in Texas already tried to politically kill him. Pastor Ernie, this is like, and this wasn't well known outside of Texas, but Paxton is an incredible attorney general for Texas, incredibly good. And the Speaker of the House, who was a, quote, Republican, got together with the other rhinos and the Democrats to impeach him. That was led by the Republican Speaker of the House, went to try and impeach the Republican Attorney General. And we didn't know what was going on. They met on a Saturday and voted to impeach him. So we, the people, didn't know what was going on till the trial started. And then it was absolutely, you could see what a joke it was. It was, and he was acquitted then when it got public, he was acquitted under all charges. So, yeah, the rhinos in Texas tried to kill him politically. Now, Pastor Ernie, this is the way it works. On January 20th, 2025, at noon, Garland is no longer the attorney general. By law, he's no longer the attorney general. What happens is, prior to that, Trump will send like his, I don't know how far in advance, maybe 2 weeks in advance of January 20th, he'll send his nominee to the Senate to vote on whether they're allowing, we'll say, Paxton to be the new attorney general. So it passes. So at noon on January 20th, he, by law, is the new attorney general. No matter what Garland tries, he's out.
So that's the way it's supposed to work. But
But what can we anticipate? You know what I mean? I mean, if that's the law, that's the way it functions, what is he going to do? He'd have to use the army to keep him in.
Okay, speaking of that, okay. Do you think he has the Pentagon? Because Obama purged all the real, true generals there and, you know, placed them in with the bootlickers. And, I mean, look at Milley just recently came out. Milley just recently came out and said, if Trump gets back in, I will be court-martialed, even though he's retired. You know what Milley did? I mean, Milley, when he told the president of China, if my president decides to go to war, I will let you know. I will inform you.
Yeah,
in other words,
that's what Milley told him, Pastor Ernie. Milley told the leader of his equivalent. I think it was his equivalent in the Chinese military. Milley's equivalent.
Yeah.
Don't worry about Trump going to war with you. We'll let you know ahead of time.
That's called treason.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Goodness.
I've heard Trump say many times that the military is still stronger than we know.
Our military is in terrible condition right now.
Well, you got your, like you said, Milley and Austin and many other wokesters, but he's made comments that the military as a whole is still patriotic and strong.
Well,
I don't know about the new recruits.
There's still some good people in there, but when they went woke on there, a lot of the good people left, a whole lot of the good people.
Well, the woke's going to go come January.
Huh?
The woke's going to go come January in the military.
Yeah, I think so, too, because, you see, they, you know, when with all those transgenders, and they said, look, don't worry about it. You don't have to go fight, or you won't have any combat duty as long as you're undergoing your transgender treatments, okay?
Right, we lost a lot too to the those that wouldn't accept the vaccination, and they were talking about bringing those back.
And so they did a lot of damage. Our military is weaker than it's ever been in my lifetime.
Yes.
Right now,
well, Milley was promoting drag shows and all this on the bases.
I know it was, and even on the schools, on the military bases, to bring those drag queens into the schools, and so. Millie was all in for woke.
Pastor Ernie, I forget the code of West Point off the top of my head. I just can't. It says something like integrity, honesty, patriotism. And it's something like that. And they under Biden, they did away with that, and they put equity and all this
diversity. Diversity,
they've changed the whole character of West Point to honesty.
It was duty, equity. Honor, and country.
Oh, now say it again, Pastor Ernie.
Duty, honor, and country.
Okay. They removed that. They did that about a year ago, and they changed it to the DEI.
Diversity, inequity, and
It should be inequity. Yes. Diversity, equity, and inclusion.
It is inequity.
And inclusion. Yeah.
But praise the Lord, this is all going to be gone at the end of January. So we just need to pray for his safety and then for local, state, and federal representatives to purge our country of all this wickedness and then restore biblical morality.
Well, we need to be prepared.
Be specific. January 20th, noon. We don't want to give an extra 10 days.
There you go.
January 20th at noon.
Well, we got to get by January 6th first. Yeah. Where there's got to be a certification.
He won the popular vote. I don't think they can pull the shenanigans. And God's greater than the potential disasters. I
mean, well, they've come right out and said Kamala is up to her to certify that she's not going to do it. Okay.
No, I don't think so, Pastor. And well, I don't know. I'm not sure.
She's the vice president.
Yeah.
It's up to the vice president to certify. And so.
Well, they passed that law, preventing it.
You're right. She can't do it. I heard that. Now.
But they actually passed the law saying that the vice president can't block the Senate there. It was a law passed to prevent what possibly could have happened on January 6th. They passed the law preventing that from happening.
That's right. I mean, because they saw that if Mike Pence had done the right thing, then they would have taken a look at all the evidence and election fraud that we brought out later. You know, I mean, tons and tons and tons of evidence of election fraud. And so had Mike Pence done what he should have done, boy, I bet you he wish he had now, huh?
I don't know Pastor Ernie about him. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think he's a lost cause politically.
Yeah, right now, but my guess is he wished that he had done the right thing and not given in to him. And that was his job.
Pastor Ernie, let's say Pence couldn't block it. Let's just say it. Or that law that's in place. And you know, you're the vice president, and you know that that election was stolen, that was corrupt. How can you go against your conscience and agree for the election? You can't. I mean, well, a real honest person, if you know that that election was stolen or was fraudulent, how can you sign off on it like and say, yeah, yeah, okay. What he should have done is if he was going to say, okay, by if he said this, by law I have to approve this, I'm approving it under this provision that I believe it was corrupt for this reason, that reason, and this reason. That's what he should have done, Pastor Ernie. That's what he should have done.
Well, here's the thing. Standing in front of him was Josh Hawley. You had Jim Jordan, I believe, that Ted Cruz. Holding in their hands kinds of evidence of election fraud. Okay, it was up to Trump or to Pence to say, let me look at this. Give me 10 days to look into these accusations, right? I would have done that. Okay, I would have said, look, be fair about this. Let me look into it and see what you have there.
Pastor, I found the law about the vice president certifying. So related to Pence trying to block Trump's election, the new provisions make clear that the vice president's responsibilities in the process are merely ceremonial and that the vice president has no say in determining who actually won the election.
That's the new law.
The new legislation also raises the threshold required for members of Congress to object to certifying the electors. Before, only one member of the House and Senate respectively had to object to force a roll call vote on states' electors. That helped making objections.
They need to reverse that now that they've got the majority in the Senate.
Well, the good news is Kamala can't stop it.
Right. That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Based on their own law.
They passed this.
Right. I knew that the law had prevented what we wanted Pence to do, and I didn't know the details, but thank you for the details.
Yeah.
How many members do they need now to object to the election?
I'm not quite sure. 2/3, isn't it?
No, to object to it. Before, it was one in the House and one in the Senate.
Oh, I see what you mean there.
Under the new rules, 1/5 of each chamber would be required to force a vote on state slates of electors.
Okay. All right. Well, the bottom line is the Republicans are in charge of the Senate, and they're one vote now from being in charge of the House, or one more congressman there. So the Senate is already sealed.
Do they have 217?
I just saw it in the news there. They're one away from having the majority in the Senate.
All right, you know what? We're coming up to a break. Let me tell you this. You just reminded me of something. Would you do this? Carrie Lake right now is tied head and head with the communists out there in Arizona. You know, what they've done to that poor woman, she, you know, after the election with the corrupt Katie Hobbs, after, like, we knew it all along. Remember we come up with about 250,000 bogus ballots out there? The Democratic Party and the drug cartels there in Maricopa County are one of the same. They're one of the same.
He exposed that.
Yeah.
He exposed it.
Yeah, we did. We sure did. Would you lead us in a prayer for her, because they still had how many votes were still out there?
She's about 33,000.
She's 33,000 short, and there is I don't know
750,000. I think this according to one article we read. There's still 750,000 votes.
Votes coming in, Pastor Ernie, are favoring her. At one point, it was 57% of the votes coming in were favoring her. So if this trend continues, there's a very good chance that she's going to catch those 33,000 votes and pass this this guy, and she will be the senator.
Well, folks all across the country out there, as John leads us in this prayer, let's pray with him. She's been, you know, they've done her the way they've done Trump. And, well, you know what, John? We don't have really time because we're coming up to a break. We only have 1 minute. We have less than a minute. When we come back, you can do that. And then, you know what, we're going to find out something about John Deere that I didn't know. And John Deere may not be so dear after all. Right? And so, anyhow, how much time do I have there? We're coming right up to, we got 30 seconds. We're going to be coming to a countdown. You know, Style always counts down. He always takes me from 10 down to 9. Sometimes I confuse him because he says 10, I say 1, and he says 9, I say 2, and it confuses him. So are you ready for that, John? Can you handle that? I mean, it can twist. Ready? All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Fight the fight, take the stand, light the light, feel our land. Let's come against the night.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.